transmitting from the State Emergency Operations Center in the immediate aftermath of a major Category 1 hurricane. As you know, the latest weather reports indicate
the message may be part of a statewide exercise, but the content is eerily real for those attending whose job it is to deal with the aftermath of a severe weather episode. And even now, with all our technology, many cities and agencies are reduced to using pen and paper when trying to organize and communicate before, during, and after a severe storm or emergency episode. But that's all changing for some Connecticut shoreline cities who have been using a new system.
And that system allows us locally to share information with all our emergency operations center stakeholders, our first responders, our residents in real time.
That's Scott Appleby, Director of Emergency Management and Homeland Security for the City of Bridgeport, who are the latest users of a system called VOCI, or Virtual Emergency Operations Center Internet. It's the latest and most high-tech weapon they and other cities have in helping to talk to one another during a major disaster situation using the power of the internet and mobile devices as well as feet on the ground to create a real-time picture of an emergency situation using maps, text messages and other data. And that, says Scott, is essential when you're the biggest city in the state.
A lot of times, a lot of information, well, we weren't really being able to share it across the region.
Nathaniel Ellis is a co-founder of Greywall Software based in downtown New Haven and started marketing VOCI back in 2011. He recalls their first customer being the city of New Haven and that it wasn't long before the software was put to the test when Superstorm Sandy hit in October 2012.
The situation was we just-in-time trained people from across the city of New Haven. There ended up being almost 100 different people using it throughout the event. They were from all of the city departments. It tracked almost 1,000 discrete issues, from trees wires to special needs requests to blocked roads. And it was considered to be a great success.
Because of the nature of VOCI being a cloud-based system, it can be accessed anywhere there is an internet connection. That means should the emergency operations center of an organization become unusable for whatever reason, the system can be easily viewed elsewhere. And that concept was put to work in November of last year when an alleged gunman was believed to be on the Yale University campus, causing police to lock down part of the city of New Haven. Yale had purchased VOCI, and Maria Bouffard, Yale's emergency manager, recalled how they put it to use when they found themselves locked out too.
Old campus was the ground zero for this particular situation. So we were able to map. We were able to see what areas had been cleared, what areas weren't cleared, what issues were coming in.
No gunman was ever found on campus, but the information they collected using VOCI, says Bouffard, helped them and police determine how long the lockdown ultimately stayed in place. And the software is finding other uses too, with other industry sectors. Tweed New Haven Airport has been using VOCI as an overall information management system to help them undertake daily inspections of their runway and even to help track the flight patterns of birds on or near the airport so they can take any appropriate measures to reduce the likelihood of bird strike to an aircraft, as airport manager Diane Jackson explains.
We're able to track the path, the time, the location, the weather that had happened to give proper information for that.
This small New Haven startup seems to have tapped into a niche market, but one that has already seen them sell VOCI to 8 other states in the US and to 4 countries around the world. And in Connecticut, VOCI is now being used in 44 towns, who will be hoping they're better prepared to deal with their next big emergency when it strikes. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.